Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Now, of the 48 hostages still being held in Gaza, only 20 of them are believed to still be alive. The remains of two Israeli-Americans are still in Gaza, including a young Long Island man, but his family is cautiously hopeful that he'll soon be brought back. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck is covering that story for us this morning and joins us live now. Glenn?
And hopeful, but as you can imagine, the wait agonizing for the family of Omer Nutra, 21-year-old New York native who was a tank platoon commander with the IDF and killed on October 7th. Now, his father, Ronan, spoke with us at 1010 Winds, hoping, as you mentioned, about this peace deal, finally bring their son back home.
We want to get our son back, get closure, and get our life back, because we've been on hold. We stopped working. We've been totally focused, going back and forth to Washington almost 40 times, so many times going to Israel. We've been meeting with world leaders.
Omer was born in New York City the month after September 11, 2001. Grew up and went to high school on Long Island. He would have turned 24 next Tuesday. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Now, here in New York, Glenn, protests will be taking place today to mark the somber anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack, including one in Midtown, another in the Bronx. The NYPD says it is on high alert and upping police presence at sensitive religious and cultural sites around the five boroughs. The war that followed October 7th has left over 67,000 Palestinians dead, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, and pushed parts of the region into famine. Well, the dual citizenship of the front runner in this year's mayoral contest has become a hot topic for his chief opponent.
Election day will be here before we know it, and the mayor's race is heating up. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo had a lot to say about Zohran Mamdani.
What he presents here in New York, the advocate of the working, struggling to pay rent, and the life of a mansion boy in Uganda living in a million-dollar mansion.
Cuomo also criticizing who Mamdani was spotted taking a photo with.
Rebecca Kildegaze Kadroga. This is the person who put in a bill in 2012 to outlaw homosexual activity.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
Now in response, Mamdani says he didn't know who Rebecca Kadaga was when he posed for that photo and calls her political push to outlaw homosexuality, quote, a horrific attack on queer Ugandans. Kadaga is a local politician in that country. Also yesterday, Mamdani launched a new website where New Yorkers can figure out how much money they'll save if his top policy proposals are adopted, he says. That includes a rent freeze, universal child care, and free public buses. As for the Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa, he's just been endorsed by one of his GOP predecessors, Rudy Giuliani. Sliwa will be stopping by 1010 Winds this afternoon for a live chat with our Susan Richard. You can catch it across our social media platforms, and that starts at noon today. Well, along with the mayoral contest, several revisions of the city charter are on the ballot this November. They would change some of the powers and duties of city government. For instance, one that would fast-track applications to building affordable housing. Some critics are now speaking out about how the ballots are worded, saying they don't make it clear that power to make decisions would largely shift from the city council to unelected appointees of the mayor. Alex Schierenbeck heads the Charter Revision Committee. He tells 1010 Winds.
New Yorkers are suffering under an affordability crisis that is driving longtime New Yorkers out of the city, that has over 100,000 of us in homeless shelters every night. It's clear the system is broken, and that's what these reforms are intending to address.
However, City Council Majority Leader Amanda Farias has a different take. She's concerned that the proposals would effectively remove the council from much of the process. But she tells 1010 Winds the way ballot proposals 2, 3, and 4 are worded doesn't make that clear.
This has been a pro-housing council, but unfortunately, these ballot proposals are using language that really aim to exploit and reframe how New Yorkers have real concerns and about what housing is coming into their communities.
Critics say if the democratically elected city council is removed, it'll give their constituents less of a voice in the process. Well, just days after the tragic death of a baby boy found unconscious in a home in Brooklyn, his death has been ruled a homicide. The medical examiner's office says one-year-old Anthony Casey suffered blunt force injuries to the torso. He was rushed to Brookdale Hospital after responders were called to a building near Thatford Avenue and Newport Street in Brownsville last Friday, but could not be saved. It's not clear yet exactly what might have happened to the baby boy, and no arrests have been made. Well, he saw something, so he said something. So say police about the arrest of a student that brought a loaded gun to school in Brooklyn yesterday after he was turned in by another student. According to the NYPD, the 17-year-old suspect was found carrying a loaded firearm in his waistband at East Brooklyn Community High School in East Flatbush, which does not have metal detectors, that is. A classmate apparently saw the weapon and alerted school staff before anything tragic could happen. A statement from the DOE says the school followed all safety procedures, and they are now working with the NYPD regarding follow-up actions. Well, a controversial law in Long Island will stand for now. Nassau County's ban of teams with transgender females from playing at county-owned parks and sports facilities has been upheld by a state Supreme Court justice, effectively ending a pair of lawsuits. NYCLU staff attorney Gabriela Larios says there was no need for the ban in the first place.
So many different teams have their own robust safety standards. And for decades, people have played according to their own rules, whether it's your recreational softball league or, you know, a women's golf tournament that you're organizing on Nassau County Parks. And there have been no issues whatsoever. So this is just a cheap way to score political points.
And she also insists that the legal battle is not over. Larios has been working with the Rollin' Rebels, a local roller derby league that sued because it includes and welcomes trans women. The group is no longer able to practice at county facilities. The plaintiffs claim the transgender ban violates the state's human and civil rights laws, but the ruling from the state's Supreme Court Justice Bruce Cousins says it doesn't, because transgender athletes can still take part with teams that correspond with their biological sex rather than their gender identity. Well, police are hard at work this morning trying to track down a predator, one behind a home invasion before dawn yesterday in Brooklyn. Investigators say the 43-year-old victim woke up a little after 3:30 in the morning to find a man climbing in her kitchen window. He then put a pillow over her head, they say, tied her wrists, and performed a lewd act before taking off with her cell phone and watch. The NYPD has released surveillance footage of the suspect. Anyone with information about the guy asked to reach out to Crime Stoppers. A police busy in Staten Island investigating a gruesome fatal stabbing inside a West Brighton home. Sources say the victim was found decapitated.
Police sources say a 45-year-old man was found decapitated inside of a bathroom in a West Brighton Staten Island home. Sources believe it was his teenage son that pulled the knife on his stepfather.
Would say good morning. A lot of the neighbors say hello, but they never, pretty much kept to themselves.
Mike has lived here for decades and says this family moved in about 4 years ago.
We've lived in this house for 60 years, and in 60 years, I've never seen anything like this before.
Police tell us the victim was found with multiple stab wounds on his head and his neck. A 19-year-old man is in police custody. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in West Brighton.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.